Can you talk a little bit about what's happened over the last 3 or 4 years in general from your perspective as a surgeon in terms of adjuvant systemic therapy? In the past, particularly patients with stage 2 disease often didn't even see a medical oncologist to consider therapy. I see a big shift in general about this whole philosophy, and it's kind of almost starting to look more like breast cancer now.
In that many, many people are being treated. The disease-free survival with the classic B2 was improved with the addition of systemic chemotherapy. The overall survival was not. For the stage 3 patients, colon patients, it was always a benefit in overall survival with the addition of chemotherapy, and we might even say that was chemotherapy 2 steps back. It was a 5-FU-based, 5-FU leucovorin. So now with the more modern drugs, there is more interest. There's certainly the stage 3. We still want to do that. And now we're looking at the stage 2 group and saying, okay, well, we had disease-free survival with modest agents. Now, can we actually get the disease-free survival when we use the better drugs?